This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our prior acts don't disqualify us. So I had this thought as I was reading in the Gospel of John about Jesus' encounter with this Samaritan woman. And Jesus now is on his way to Galilee, but he chose to go through the town of Samaria to get there. And exhausted from his travels, he sat down at the well and began to have this exchange with this woman. Now, to put things in proper context, the Samaritan and the Jews have had these racial tensions going on, so they didn't socialize with each other. So this woman is somewhat shocked that Jesus, who is a Jew, would be asking her for a drink of water. But they go on and they continue having this exchange, and it seems as though out of the blue, Jesus said to her, "Go and get your husband." And the woman responded, "I don't have a husband." And Jesus said, "You are right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now." And in that moment, I had to reflect. Our prior acts don't disqualify us, although we think that they do, right? We hold on to guilt and the past, and we begin to judge ourselves and judge others. And those are the things that really keep us from dwelling in the presence of God. And so this is Holy Week. Let us start strong and let us turn over those things that keep us from Him, because He's ready to take all of these bags away. And so as we do this, let us cling to these words: "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's start this week strong by giving Him those burdens one by one.